T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We got a lot to get through this hour, but I want to start with the news that the baseball gods did give us. The Padres, the San Diego Padres, are finalizing a trade to acquire right-hander Dylan Cease from the Chicago White Sox. And there's so much to unfold on this, so I kind of want to dive right into it. What's interesting is they gave up their number 4 prospect and their number 7 prospect within their system. I believe they are 64 and something else as far as the major league. The big piece of this is the guy they got from the Yankees for Juan Soto. That's the big piece they moved to grab Dylan Cease. Now, there's so many ways to approach this. So which way do you want to go, Joe? Do you want to go the Padres way or the White Sox way?
Oh, we go the Padres way because I believe we're doing an AL Central preview tonight, correct?
We are, yes. That's a good point, so we could get to that later.
And let's be honest, that White Sox kind of preview, that's going to be pretty
gonna,
snappy.
We're going to be real quick.
Pretty
we're real quick
on that one.
So Dylan Cease goes to the San Diego Padres. I find this interesting. Like, Dylan Cease is a fantastic pitcher. He has pitched more innings than anybody else in baseball since 2019. So the guy's clearly got the stamina. He can go the distance. He's a workhorse. He has been in Cy Young contention. There are rumors circulating that the Yankees, the Giants, and the Rangers were also in on this Dylan Cease deal. So clearly teams that are going for it. Who knows about the Yankees? We'll get to them in about 10 minutes, maybe a half hour. And so, like, he was to be had. For the Padres, this is interesting to me because is Dylan Cease just not a slight upgrade, if that, from Blake Snell? Like, what does Dylan Cease going to the Padres really make you think about them, knowing they're not going to have the reigning National League Cy Young winner?
Yeah, it's a great point. I mean, they had Snell last year, NL Cy Young.
And lost 80 games.
I was going to say, and this team was very meh last year. So yeah. I hear what you're saying. Like, and it's funny, we were talking about the starting rotation last week and how we were kind of underwhelmed with it. And now all I've been feel like all I've been seeing now and it is like, wow.
Look at this rotation. Joe Musgrave. You
look
Darvish.
At this
Dylan Cease. Cool. I saw that last year with Will Musgrove and you Darvish and Blake Snell, who won the Cy Young.
Yeah, I think that it's a and when I even saw the Padres were in on him, I think yesterday or the day before, I was just like, why? Like, why do the Padres of all teams need him? Obviously, they know that they're missing or not going to get Blake Snell back. Is there a sentiment probably?
Well,
and so they're like, how do we stay stagnant and then maybe build on this? But they're going in the wrong direction already. Like, we already know this team is not going to be very good or very threatening this year at all. Maybe we're wrong.
Maybe last year
was a fluke, but it definitely doesn't seem like that.
Well,
and especially you lose Bob Melvin, you're just like, all right, what's going on with this team?
Well, there's a lot of things with San Diego. Like, Cease is under contract for this year. He costs $8 million next year. So you basically have a long-term rental who's cheaper than Blake Snell. Okay, so you're looking at it like, here we go. Also, what you traded to get him is basically your centerpiece of the Juan Soto trade. And let me ask you a question. We'll do the AL East next week, But how much do you love Yankee prospects right now?
Not much.
How much have you ever
loved Yankees prospects, frankly?
Well, in 1995, I loved Yankee prospects.
Yes, one time. Maybe twice.
But yeah, you are correct. So it's like, this is an affordable rental that does fill that need from losing Blake Snell that you don't want to pay because he's going to want $25 to $30 million a year, Scott Boras guy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
But yeah, this team is largely the same minus Juan Soto. Now the question is Juan Soto the problem? Was he the problem in San Diego?
I don't think so.
Cause
probably not.
Because Bob Melvin wanted to get out of there faster than they wanted to get rid of him.
I thought the more the ownership was the issue there. Him not being able to spend the money and actually go to his owner and be like, yo, we need pieces, and we're just not going to get them for you.
Spend the money.
He knew Blake Snell wasn't going to be back. The reason that they're making this deal in the first place, like you pointed out, Patrick, was to keep payroll down. That's been their goal this entire offseason. It's why they wanted,
because they ain't got money.
Yeah, they wanted to get rid of Soto. They're essentially taking the Mariners approach here, which Cease, runner-up for the Cy Young in 2022. He's been a great, amazing elite pitcher at the MLB level, so we're going to try to get him off of a down year. He's still cheap, and he's very affordable to a team like the Padres that are cutting payroll. This is a very Jerry DePoto-esque move, so I see where they're coming from.
What I find interesting is that the Padres traded the number 64 prospect overall in baseball for Dylan Cease. Is Dylan Cease not as good as we're being told he is?
Well, I mean, he had a pretty lackluster year last season.
4.5 ERA last year.
Well, and I don't know. Chalk that up to just all the White Sox sucking last year.
Totally. And you and I have been on the record for this for a while, that the White Sox, yeah, we got the A's. Yeah, we got problems in baseball. But boy, the White Sox look like a very poorly run organization.
Yeah, so, I think that there is a return to form possible for him. The previous 2 years before last season, he was great. Like you mentioned, the year before that, Cy Young contention.
Most innings pitched since 2019.
He had a 3 ERA. So, I mean, the dude, yeah, exactly. And having a starting pitcher that can go out there and give you 170, 180 innings at least. I mean,
at least. That's sexy.
Now, I just wonder if being in the NL West, like, there are players that have troubles with certain divisions. I haven't looked at it yet as far as how he's stacked up against the NL West in his career.
Probably not
a lot of matchups, but, I mean, you're going to be going up against the Dodgers. You're going up against the Giants, who feel like they can be in contention for the wild card this year.
They were in on Cease.
And then you're going for going against the Diamondbacks, who just get on base all the time and then they take advantage of being on base as well. That's where I wonder is, you were against the AL Central over the last couple of years, one of the weakest divisions in baseball.
If not the.
And now you're in the NL West, which is very competitive.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you, and we'll get out on this. And we'll stay in the National League West, but let me get you out on this. Last week we did our NL West preview. If this news breaks 3 days before we do our NL West preview, and you got a little time to kind of sit and really think about it, look at his matchups and stuff like that. Does Dylan Cease going to the Padres change your opinion on how they fare in the division?
Because I went Dodgers, Giants, Diamondbacks for the basically that top three, and then Padres, Rockies.
And I was there with you. I think we like swapped Giants, Diamondbacks or something like that, but we have the same three.
Yeah, I don't know if it changes a whole lot. That's what I'm saying. This is like nice little move, but kind of staying stagnant here.
That's why it really makes me wonder if those Yankee prospects just really aren't worth a damn. All right. That's enough of that. We'll see how that plans out.
We'll see how it plays out.
But, I mean, the Padres are making moves. I mean, if you want to compete with the Dodgers in that division, you're going to have to do something.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.